The Ultimate Movie Championship, brought to you by patreon.com/inspireddisorder. So this is where we go to flickchart.com. We're given two movies, and we decide which of the two deserves to be on the ultimate movie list. Starting off with a movie I have not seen.
Victoria. No, haven't heard or seen that.
So Rocky versus Super 8. Do you like Super 8? Some people didn't like Super 8, and I thought that was weird.
I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
I thought it was like very much a Goonies-like movie.
Did it better.
I think it works better. It's very same kind of like Goonies, Super 8, fucking Stranger Things. I enjoyed it because it was like...
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Kids.
Kids, filmmakers. Alien. Yeah, but action.
Crazy. It's
probably the last Spielberg movie. Was it Spielberg or was it J.J.?
I
think it was Spielberg.
I'm not sure. But Rocky for sure.
Yeah, Rocky. Speaking of Sylvester Stallone. 7. I haven't seen The Iron Giant.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen the whole thing. It was out when I was at the theater, but I was like, it's a kid's movie.
I don't know. Shit. About one fine day.
Not either. Ooh.
Who?
Damn.
I thought I was like, 7's
damn,
got locked.
I know. Back to the Future, numero uno versus 7.
Back
numero
to the Future.
Uno. Man.
I love
yeah,
7.
Yeah.
Seven,
7's going to... 7 should be way higher up.
Here's
in the fucking...
I feel like 7 doesn't get the respect it
I think
deserves.
This is the first... What do you mean? Like, in culture?
Seven's I hear people
well-regarded as a great movie.
I hear people not like 7.
You need to stop listening to those motherfuckers.
I don't listen to them, but that's why
I
was confused.
I'm not around anybody that's saying 7 is not a good movie. Never once. People fake seeing that movie guaranteed to say it's a good movie.
It's such a good movie.
And they've probably never seen it. But it's a fucking classic. So is Back to the Future. 7 should be higher on the list.
It should. But Back
but
to
I don't
the
think it's shown up as much. Yeah. Hopefully it shows up a few times. Because that sometimes happens. Heat versus Sin City. This is super easy
Ooh.
For me.
I like
but
Sin
they
City.
Are both great movies.
I love Heat. Heat's a good
Heat
movie.
Heat is a fucking amazing movie.
Yeah.
It's not only got big... Probably the last good De Niro and Pacino and one of the best fucking Val Kilmer roles.
Fucking I agree.
Sin Danny City. Trejo's in it. Oh, no way. Heat all day. Heat is like a thousand. Heat will beat every single comic book movie for me. There's no comic book movie that's better than Heat.
And I just chose Sin City.
All right. So we'll go to the fucking judges.
I'll probably lose this one.
I'm assuming...
I don't think you spell sin with a C.
Oops. You do in Cincinnati. Sin City coming in. Rotten Tomato judges. 78.
Not good enough.
I don't know. Versus Heat.
It's a great movie.
I love Sin City, but Sin City's not going to beat fucking... No way. It's not even close to beating Heat. It would be Ransom.
Yeah.
I really like Ransom, though.
Con Air also beats Ransom.
Con Air beats Ransom as well. I like Ransom, though.
Yeah.
It was one of the first, it was before all these Taken movies.
And Retaken.
Liam Neeson's career is like just those movies. Basically, just different. They title it different shit, but it's all like, "Oh, my daughter got stolen. I gotta get this thing.
Oh, there's my wolves. Cousin, the birds
the
versus
birds.
Swingers.
I'm gonna Your money,
swingers.
Your money. Oh, for sure. Birds isn't gonna be shit. Fuck the birds.
Yeah, fuck my nightmares as
Psycho,
a child. Too.
Psycho beat the birds.
Yeah. Cinderella. Oh, Disney. Especially
Cinderella
versus the Lion King.
I mean, fucking Mufasa all day. Hakuna Matata. Austin Powers in Goldmember, the third and final movie. Although I think they're bringing back Austin Powers. Versus X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Which is the first of a trilogy, which is arguably the most terrible comic book movie made in the modern era.
I mean, Austin Powers for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
And Goldmember's not even a good.
Logan's the only. Yeah, it's Goldmember's are whatever. I like the first two Austin Powers.
Jesus, we're going Disney heavy again. Fantasia versus the first Fast and Furious. Maybe they own this
website now. At least we'll get a lot of properties.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. No, Fast and Furious, I think, is like Fox. Fox versus Fantasia. Fox? I mean, Fantasia versus Fast and Furious. The first one. I mean, Fantasia.
I'm going Fantasia as well. Tons of brooms and shit.
I mean, it's like fucking...
The devil and shit.
Classic.
It's fucking metal.
It's a movie. It's where they animated to
You know
music.
That thing flopped in the theaters?
Yeah, but it's like, it doesn't... It's not really 40s, a theater movie. But... People were probably going thinking we're going to see a movie.
Yeah.
They saw music video clips that were animated.
This is a fun one.
Walk the Line... Versus Man on Fire. This one's super easy.
For me, it is Man on Fire for sure.
I'm not a big fan of biopics in general. There's so many music biopics. It is a great one.
Ray.
I like Ray more for a lot of reasons because I'm a fucking.
Was that like Ray Charles?
Yeah, and it's my name. But,
Oh, yeah.
Ray is a.
Your name is Ray.
Yeah. That's probably one of my favorite music biopics. Man on Fire, I've watched so many times. It's such a good... I talk about a fucking Taken. Denzel, action. Fucking, what's her face?
Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning before she got raped in some older movie. There's some movie like... She was still young, but it was like a scene where she gets raped. I don't know what they show. Yeah, I don't remember. It's some independent movie. She's like trying to, you know,
she
all go
sister
crazy.
That acts now, I think. Elle Fanning or something.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
yeah, definitely Man on Fire for sure.
Yeah. Probably.
Don't say anything definitive like that.
What
you were gonna say something best Denzel and it's
no
not.
I was gonna try and say a positive about
Training
Joaquin
Day
Phoenix
is better than that.
I like Man on Fire better than Training Day
for real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Training Day is a great movie.
Training Day is like one that stuck for me more than Man. Like,
I don't
like
think
Man
he
should have
won a fucking Academy. I mean,
oh,
he should have won Academy Awards
I
for
think
like
he also
a billion other
won
movies.
For other movies, but that
but not
still
this
was
movie.
I do.
I liked it though. I really did like Training Day.
I tell you what,
came out right after 9/11. It was one of
the
biggest
out of
movies.
The Santa Claus
versus the first Santa Claus. Yeah, it's true. King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
He ain't got shit on me.
No, actually, if you watch the movie, the original line is...
Oh, this is awesome. Tell me you've seen them both.
I don't know if I've
don't
seen
ruin
that
this
Avengers.
For me. Don't ruin this for me.
Why? Because it's going to easily go to the Avengers, the Marvel's the Avengers.
I'm just saying
versus...
because how would this
I remember
ever
this
come
movie
up?
Came... I mean, it's fucking weird shit comes up sometimes on this movie.
This is...
Listen, who's our fucking president right now?
Oh, my God.
Crazy shit, we're there.
We
we're
are
there.
We there. Are full on
we're
there.
It was almost going to be another Bush-Clinton thing. That
it's
was all
potential. The Avengers versus
the Avengers.
Avengers.
But it's the 1998, not related
Uma
to
Thurman,
comic books at all, right?
Conway, no.
No, it's like a British...
Sean Connery.
Kind of a... I may have seen it.
It's like a spy agency.
I remember when it
called
came
the
out.
Avengers.
You talking about Kingsman? Because that's a good movie.
Yeah, but this is not that.
I don't even want this Avengers because I can't say that I've seen it. All right. I mean, I don't.
Still,
I don't have to see it. I'm not going to see
still,
it.
Still, I just the Avengers versus the Avengers. That's so good.
Maybe we'll get Age of Ultron.
Well, that'd be an easy one too.
I know. The Fox and the Hound versus the Avengers.
You've seen The Fox and the
yeah,
Hound,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay,
the
Avengers.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm not a big Fox and the Hound. I remember watching it, but it's not one of my childhood.
I have not seen Drive.
It's boring and slow.
But I have seen The Exorcist.
It's boring and slow. The Exorcist, the one with like the pea soup,
Linda Blair,
and the masturbating with the crucifix. I think I watched that. They like did a re-release, and I watched it in theaters.
It's a good
movie.
They
may have cleaned it up. Yo, it's a classic for sure.
But
so is something
about Mary is just. I'm not a horror person, so
exactly.
This would go a whole lot different on a lot of other people's list, but whatever.
I mean, as far like if it was like
I want to laugh.
Better film. They're both genre films: comedy, horror.
And The Exorcist isn't even that well of shot film. It's
no,
a good
but it's
film.
A classic film.
But it's a
I'm
classic
saying they're
film.
Both classics in their respective. But I prefer
something about Mary.
I prefer Dog Abuse. Get that dog cast. Wayne's World 2, Wayne Fest, right?
Yeah, Wayne Stock.
Wayne Stock. Aerosmith. I remember being a big cameo in that.
Jim Morrison's
Ghost. There's a lot of bands
Ghost.
And shit. Versus
Get off my plane.
Air Force One.
Wayne's World 2.
I didn't really like Wayne's World 2. I mean, it was cool because it was another Wayne's World movie, but it's like, it's no Wayne's World 1. But I'm not, I mean,
but
Air Force
Air,
1.
Tell me who else is in Air Force
You've
1.
You voted for Air Force 1 over something recently, and I
Maybe,
can't remember what
but
it is.
Tell me who else is in Air Force 1.
Gary Oldman.
He is. Anyone else? You want to give me some plot?
There's
plot
a female
points?
Act. I mean, it's on. He's the president. There's a fucking terrorist takeover on his plane somehow.
And he wants them
probably
off.
They came in through
he
the
wants,
cargo
he
shaft.
He wants them off, right?
Yeah. There's a point where he's in like a cargo hold and like the back end is open and that's where the get off my plane, I think. Or maybe it was early. That may have been early when they first took over. But yeah, probably. If I were to watch both, I don't know which I would choose because it's been a while since I've watched. I've watched Wayne's World
either
2,
in a while,
like probably once, maybe
really?
Twice. It's not. I'd rather watch the first one. It's not a good. It's like it's about as good as Joe Dirt 2. Like Joe Dirt's a fun
even,
movie.
I didn't even think I watched Joe Dirt 2.
Yeah, it came out on like Crackle, and I think it's on. It might be on Netflix now. But yeah, it was like super. What is considered straight to DVD, like straight to streaming. But still all the same guys. I mean, it's basically Wayne's
Garth
World 2.
Gets down with fucking, what's
care.
Her face?
The first one's a classic. The second one's, meh, it's whatever. Air Force One is not great, but it's like, I don't know. It's a fun
There's
action
so
movie
many
from
more
the 90s.
Harrison Ford, I would
oh,
vote for.
Oh, sure. For sure. There's
and I agree. If it was Wayne's World 1, it would be way easier, but I'm.
It was just
I'm
money.
I'm sticking with the deuce.
I mean. I'm just curious.
Let's look it up. I am too. Like, because
they're both probably not going to be great.
I don't know. I bet Air Force One's not bad.
I mean, 90s action movie? No. Air Force One. It's like a movie about shoes.
I had the original Air Force Ones, and I didn't know this until,
78%.
Not bad.
That is not bad. Versus.
I didn't know until I found a picture later.
Spell Wayne? W-A-Y. Wayne's. Jesus. 25th anniversary.
Really?
Because it's different after 25 years. Wayne's World 2. That's how popular the search is for it.
78 versus 60.
They're both way higher than I thought they would be.
I agree.
But still not surprised with the judge's decision. Get off my
stomping in my
chart.
Air Force Ones.
I would way rather watch Air Force One than because I can already see Wayne's World 2 in my head. It's like, I don't want to see a bunch of cameo bullshit.
It's an interesting one. Sideways.
Wow.
Versus Total Recall, the original.
Sideways is a really fun.
It's a fun
independent
wine
movie
with
really
Paul Giamatti and Lowell from Wings.
Yeah, I love both of those guys and the Asian chick who's in Catfight. Which is kind of a new. Actually, who's the other chick? I don't know. It's a good independent movie. I probably watched it more than Total Recall, to be honest. But I don't know if I've owned Total Recall.
Fucking Total Recall is an awesome classic with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Three titties.
Yeah, that chick does have three tits. Yeah. And I will never watch the goddamn remake.
It's whatever.
Super 8's back.
It's a fun action movie.
But and it's going to lose again.
Super 8 versus Borat, Cultural Learning of America for Make Better.
No, Make Benefit.
God damn.
Glorious Make Benefit, Nation.
Glorious Nation. I was trying to close my eyes of Kazakhstan. Borat.
Yeah. Poor Super 8.
Bad matchups, man. The animated Jungle Book from 1967.
So old.
Still, the new one.
My dad was
great
six.
Great technology.
When that shit came out.
Versus Cool Runnings.
Feel the rhythm.
Feel the rhyme.
Come on now.
It's bobsled time.
Cool Runnings.
Sanka,
you did?
This is a weird matchup. They're both Disney movies.
Yes.
I love Cool Runnings.
And I love The Jungle Book. I love them both.
I really don't know which one I want to go with.
I know. This is a weird one.
I don't think
they're in high standings right now, but...
I mean, probably The Jungle Book's more of a classic out of the two.
Still in my head, Bare Necessities will make a appearance maybe once every two or three years. Like, where I'm just like, it's just the... Bare necessities.
Although it's probably going to be stuck.
Bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Oh, I probably think about Cool Runnings more than I think about songs from The Jungle Book.
John Candy, one of John Candy's last bigger roles.
It's just a really fun.
This is. I'm going to go Jamaican Cool Runnings.
Bobsled versus. Man. I mean, yeah, the poster is really phallic. Like a big black dick with a Technicolor dream coat on it. Shit. Man. I'm good with Cool Runnings. Good with that. I'm sure this could totally be like just in movie math. It would hold up. It wouldn't hold up in court, but The Matrix Reloaded, the second of, I mean, the first half of the, I don't know.
Whatever.
Versus The Wedding Crashers. I had to go Wedding Crashers.
I liked the Matrix. The Matrix Reloaded's not terrible, but it's not good.
The Matrix is the best out of the trilogy. Yeah. I like the trilogy as a whole. I don't like the way this one ended. It was like a part one. It's not a movie. It's just a part one. Yeah. And it's like, but if it's the first Matrix, for sure. Matrix should be top five.
I got to wait 2 years.
Matrix should be top five. The first Matrix, top five. It should be.
Top 10.
Easily top 10. One of the best sci-fi movies ever. Most original. Wedding Crashers is hilarious, though. I loved Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
Let's do like three more.
Right. I have seen Baby Mama.
I have not.
Versus Thank You for Smoking. I have seen that.
I think I've seen half of Baby Mama, and I was just whatever.
Great. I'm not a big fan of Tina Fey. I don't get it.
I have seen Coyote Ugly.
I have too. But only because I was working at the theater.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm that. You're like, I mean, I had to watch it.
I was literally getting paid while I was watching. No, I just watched it up in the fucking booth.
You don't have to watch it.
Dude, you watch everything when you're a projectionist. You just walk over and you turn shit on. And I wanted to see if there was any, like, nudity or anything.
It's not.
It's just fucking chicks wearing, like, tight clothes. Whatever.
Dancing on bars.
Internet, fuck you, Coyote Ugly. Thank You for Smoking all day.
Oh, yeah. This is a great Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah. Good independent movie. People should watch it. The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the animated Dr. Seuss film versus My Cousin Vinny. For sure. Coming back.
Those winning two utes. What is a ute?
Yeah. What's a ute? 2001, A Space Odyssey versus The Emperor's New Groove.
You son of a bitch.
I mean,
2001
Space Odyssey is a classic film, but I love Emperor's New Groove.
But man, my buddy's really apartment, we used to party, listen, bro, and then we would throw it on, and it
I'm
was
I'm not
like
a big fan of the director.
I know you're not.
I love some of his movies, that. But I mean, Jesus Christ, do I have to like watch all of it? It takes so long. It's so slow.
2001 A Space Odyssey is my pick.
I know. I'll just go with it just because.
Because Emperor's New Groove is like.
It's a really fun movie.
It
but
is, but it's like 10th on the level of Disney movies, even
sure,
if you're fucking
but it's
going
like,
in ranking.
I would
of
rather
that.
Watch The Emperor's New Groove 3 times in a row than however long it's going to take, however much of my life it's going to take me to watch 2001 Space Odyssey again. It's hard for me to go back to a movie like that. It's like, I get it.
I understand. And it's not like I rewatch it all the
but
time.
You're not
but
bringing
really
me entertainment
it.
Throughout my life. But yeah, I'll go with 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Last one.
Dun, 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 dun. I can't honestly say I've seen
American President?
All of either of these movies.
Yeah. I know I've seen all of The Last of the Mohicans, but I could not tell you anything about
it. I know I've
it.
Seen parts of it. It's a movie that I, like, my
I
mom
saw it
watched.
As a kid a lot.
I never watched it.
And I did, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. And then...
What's this other one? I don't even... Let's just say we haven't seen
it. It's
either.
Like a... Yeah. I remember seeing trailers for it on VHSs. Daniel Day-Lewis, right? The Last of the Mohicans?
That's my boy.
Yeah, I haven't seen many of his movies. Hellboy versus Hercules.
I really do think Disney bought this website.
I mean, Hellboy isn't a Disney property.
Yeah, but Hercules is.
I know, we do get a lot of Disney shit. But they own everything now. So true. It's like technically, have they bought Back to the Future yet? They no. should own it. Oh,
it's
no,
Universal.
That's Universal Studios. Yeah, but yeah. They could still, I mean, Universal Studios has been bought. Anyway,
Hellboy.
Fuck. Yeah, I'll go Hellboy. I don't really give a shit about either of these movies.
No, yeah,
I'm not a big fan.
I
of
like
Hellboy,
but it's not like
it's fave. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not like fucking
I like Ron
super
Perlman.
Big budgets. Yeah, I enjoy.
I think the practical effects look good.
It's interesting. It's like very much a '90s look, cleaned up, like very costumey.
Early 2000s.
It's mid-2000s. Well, I mean, you know. It's like a decade past the look that it was. Like, that look of, like, very costumey superheroes.
Yeah.
It's like they clean shit up a lot more now. But I'll go with it, because I don't give a shit. Whatever. All right.
So much Disney.
It is, man. It happens. That's what happens when they own everything. Just...
You gonna go over our top 20 again?
Sure.
Might as
I don't
well
think any
ended
of it
on
changed.
This. I don't think they would have either, but I almost want a reminder.
Yeah. All right. So starting off with number one spot, Fight Club. Number two, Office Space. Number three, The Big Lebowski. Number four, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Number five, Inglourious Bastards.
That's a pretty good top five. But now we got a...
Dude, The Matrix could easily go... Like, I could go Matrix over Inglourious Bastards. Easy.
Maybe.
I'm just saying. Maybe over Anchorman, too.
Number six, Jurassic Park. Number seven, The Neverending Story. Number eight, Donnie Darko.
Easily over Donnie Darko.
I agree.
Easily over Donnie Darko.
Number nine, Forrest Gump. Number 10, There's Something About Mary.
Not bad. Number 11, Home Alone. 12. Toy Story.
I don't know that Toy Story should be in the top.
I don't either, 15. But I mean, I could see Toy Story above Donnie Darko.
Shut your fuck.
Team
I
America
agree, maybe.
World Police.
Kinda, but whatever.
Like, I don't mind it being
depends
in the top
on how
20,
I feel.
But it's like, I mean, out of movies, like, we both agree Toy Story is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
I'm indifferent on Donnie Darko. Team America World Police, number 13, 14. Good Will Hunting.
Meh.
Number 15, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Number 16, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Yeah. Number 17, The Empire Strikes Back. Number 18, Kingsman. Number 19, Boogie Nights. I love Boogie Nights.
Out of Paul Thomas Anderson movies, like, easily, if you watch fucking There Will Be Blood, then we could easily agree on that. But yeah, Boogie Nights is great. He just makes great movies.
Such a good
movie. Can't go wrong with that.
And number 20, the OG A New Hope Star Wars.
Yeah. So we have the first and is that the second one?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So go check out our top list. You can make your own list over at flickchart.com.
And go watch Guardians of the Galaxy. We just did, and you should too, because you should be sheeple.